The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat Dav Mem Bet says that just like a keli rishon has the ability to cook, pouring from a keli rishon also has the ability to cook. For example, if somebody would pour from a keli rishon onto a dry, solid, raw item, so that keli rishon that's being poured over it can cook the dry item. Our question today is, does pouring from a keli rishon have the ability to cook liquids as well? On this subject, there is a great dispute amongst the Rishonim. The Rashba, the Ran, and Harambam all hold that when one pours hot water from an urn or keli rishon onto cold water, no matter how much cold water is in the cup, it would be permissible. Even though the hot water from the urn is coming directly in contact with cold water in the cup, it does not have the ability to cook. However, Tosafot is a little more stringent. Tosafot holds that in the bottom cup that you're pouring hot water into, you need to have majority of cold water. Then it's permissible to pour from the hot water into it. But a minority of cold water, according to Tosafot, would be asur. So everybody's being more lenient when it's water into water. The question is, how much cold water can be in the bottom cup that would make it permissible to pour from the urn into it? La'alakha Maran holds, like the lenient opinion, that says even if there's a minority of cold water in the cup, you can pour from the urn directly onto it. However, this is not the opinion of many of the other poskim. For example, the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChayim, Chacham Avadia Yosef, may live and be well in Halichot Olam, and Rabbi Moshe HaLevi in the Sefer Menuchat Ahava, all on Mahmir, like Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosafot, that say that you need a majority of cold water in the cup, and then you'd be allowed to pour from the urn the hot water over it, or into it. However, you have a minority of cold water, they are forbidden. They are osir. They're mahmir, since we're dealing with over here in Isur, from the Torah, possibly. However, it should be pointed out that even though we are going to take these strict opinions of Hachem Ovadia and the Ben Ish Chai, that require a majority of cold water, this is only said on cold water that was never cooked before. But in the event that the cold water or the water that's cooled down in the cup was cooked before, for example, a person has a cup of tea. The tea was cooked already, and now it's cooled down. And now he wants to add some hot water into the cup of tea just to make it hot again. In this case over here, there's room to be lenient, even if the cold tea is the minority. Even though there's a little cold tea on the bottom, this would be based on a safek safeka, on a double safek that we have to be lenient. Number one, some opinions say that something that was cooked already, even a liquidy item, it's not possible to cook it twice. And a second safek will tell us that Maran was lenient in all cases, even if there's a minority of water on the bottom, even if it wasn't cooked before. So therefore, the halakha, while we are stringent not to pour hot water into cold water if it's the minority, if the cold water was cooked once before, like leftover tea or coffee, whatever it is, then it would be permissible to pour from the urn into it, even if it is indeed the minority.